This is the Afro Diaspora Healing Network. So, in regards to attachment leading to suffering, I also wanted to say that attachment does not just mean people. It's also the places and things that we're attached to, the concepts that we're attached to. Knowledge is limitless, and so it's also constantly changing. The only thing in life that's constant, the only thing you can count on is change. I wanted to, in specific, talk about the fact that when you meet people that don't attach to you, that aren't easily attached, people that can come and go like the wind, why is it that we stigmatize those people? Why is it that anyone that doesn't attach to us has to be a low-down, dirty dog, no good, a bot? One of the biggest forms of oppression is the way that we talk about things, the narratives that we discuss, the way we categorize and label things and people and our experiences, our feelings. We spend a lot of time talking about the things that oppress us. So we got to pay more attention to the language that we use. Nobody's perfect, but we have to be more cognizant and just more self-aware so that we can yield our powers, and especially our mental powers, more effectively.